Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Age of Radio.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Because it's Sports Talk with Cooper and Big Man.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, time once again for Sports Talk with Cooper and Big Man. This, of course, is Big Man. Joining me, as always, of course, is my brother Cooper. Cooper, how we doing, brother?
I'm doing, man. It's Tuesday. That's it. It's Tuesday, bro. And
it's only Tuesday,
this,
bro.
This week has already been one of them weeks. It's like, get it done with already.
All right. Yeah, it's already just Tuesday, and it feels like it should be Friday already, but it's not.
Yeah.
But we will be previewing, of course, the pay-per-view this weekend of the Royal Rumble. That's right. The road to WrestleMania officially kicks off this Saturday night.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. The Royal Rumble is one of my favorites because you never know what's going to happen. You never know who's going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the road to WrestleMania officially.
So. Yes, sir. So let's preview the match card.
Let's do it.
All right. One of the matches taking place. Of course, we know the men and women's Royal Rumble matches, but let's get to the matches outside of those first. Bray Wyatt versus LA Knight in the Mountain Dew Pitch Black match, which is basically a sanctioned street fight in kind of the dark. Cooper?
Pretty crazy, man. I know him and LA Knight have been having their tips back and forth over the past month or two. And it's going to be nice to finally see Bray Wyatt in the ring doing something other than talking.
Right, absolutely. It's going to be definitely a different take. It's going to be weird to see him not as the Fiend. Kind of just actually just back as regular Bray Wyatt. You know, it's been teased so much that it's kind of getting annoying that he hasn't fought yet. So having it be here now is like, thank God we can finally get it done and get it going and start making our way towards WrestleMania. And, of course, moving on, hopefully, and figuring out what's going on with Bray Wyatt moving forward.
Now, don't get me wrong, dude. I like The Fiend, okay? To be honest, it's really a dark character. It's something different, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the wrestling business needs. But at the same time, Bray Wyatt himself plays such a dark character as far as the things he says on the mics.
Mm-hmm.
And just the way he is, man. They should have pushed him from the get-go to be the next Undertaker. But they didn't. And now it's kind of like a reboot thing. And now that Triple H is in creative control of this, I'm really excited to see where it's going to go from here. But yeah, he's got to go against LA Knight. Yeah, whatever he does, that crap.
But right.
But I don't really care for LA Knight.
Right, but on this... Monday Night Raw 30, we did see a bit of a passing of the torch between The Undertaker and Bray Wyatt.
That we did, man. It was kind of interesting. LA Knight actually came out to the ring and he was being a smart ass and trying to, if any of you old guys in the back want to come out and take on somebody, you know, take on LA Knight, come on. And I don't think he was expecting The Undertaker to come up. No. And not the American Badass Undertaker, which was a little bit nice. It was a little bit of a change. Mm-hmm. You didn't get to have to sit there and wait 10 minutes for him to walk down the ring. He was actually on the hog. It was nice.
Granted, you could also just have, you know, normal Undertaker just appear in the ring like he normally does, too, at times.
Yeah, but then you know, Undertaker gets in the ring and he goes to act like he's gonna choke slam him, he didn't act like he was gonna choke slam him. I think LA Knight got out of the ring and then it went black and Bray Wyatt's music hit and he came out and pushed him back toward the ring and LA Knight got in the ring, mm-hmm. and then that's when Taker went for the choke slam, and instead of doing the choke slam, he throws him to Bray for his sister Abigail.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of cool. I still think they didn't need to go with another dark character. That's just me, because I think the Undertaker, and he's on a class of his own. You don't need to continue to grow that class, but whatever, you're going to do whatever you want, because you're WWE. But it is kind of cool to see that moment, so.
Yeah, I liked it. It's fun.
Yes, sir. All right. For the Raw Women's Championship, Bianca Belair will battle Alexa Bliss.
This is going to be interesting. Alexa Bliss, what kind of Alexa Bliss are we getting?
Right.
I mean, she's been a little bit darker lately. I mean, so we'll see what happens. This is going to be really interesting to see if she comes out as Alexa Bliss or comes out as the dark Alexa Bliss.
Right. The Wyatt Six member Alexa Bliss.
I would like that.
I mean, it only seems obvious because they keep having the Wyatt Six logo appear near her, and it freaks her out and turns her into her dark Alexa form. So
then she had some sort of weird. I don't know if it was a breakdown or something like that in the bathroom where she was like. Talking in a mirror, and it was strange, dude. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I guess I don't pay attention to too much of that because I'm like you on that aspect. Sometimes it's like, it's cool for a little bit, but then after a while it's like, come on, let's get to the wrestling. Let's, you know.
All right, and the other known match for sure is the undisputed WWE Universal Champion Roman Reigns putting his titles on the line against KO, the fight man himself, Kevin Owens.
This is going to be very interesting because the dynamic between Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens,
mm-hmm.
and then now Sami Zayn being with the Bloodline, and all the problems that Sami Zayn has had to go through to get to this point. And on Raw 30, they actually had a council meeting in the ring with Sami Zayn. And what was it? Paulie? Yeah, Heyman, whatever. Paul Heyman.
The Walrus,
yeah. Well, he was saying all the reasons why Sami Zayn should not be with the Bloodline. And they did a whole video bit of it. And then the surprise was freaking Jay coming out with, I got a counter video for you. And it showed all the ways that Sammy's been helping the Bloodline. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the video, he said, you know, I didn't even believe in you, but you know, you proved me wrong. And it bought him like a week. In the middle of their match on Raw 30, cause the Bloodline put the titles online.
Right, the Raw titles online, yes.
And I guess it was Jimmy that got hurt during the match, mm-hmm. and Sammy actually came in to substitute for him, mm-hmm. and they actually retained the titles. Yeah. So that was one more notch on him. So mm-hmm. we'll see what happens, but I still think Sammy's a little sly, man. He might do something. He might make sure Roman doesn't walk out in Royal Rumble.
Right. It could possibly be that way. And don't forget, we actually missed the other point where, Solo was about to spike Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
Via Umaga style. And Jay actually had to save him from being spiked, which was a huge surprise. Jay doing that.
Yeah, it was him doing that, and then he did the video thing, and then blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So, but yeah, I totally forgot about.
Yeah.
So
that's important detail that people.
I know that they like Solo. They think he's cool, and I think he's cool too. But at the same time, it's like, come on, dude, put a title on the guy. You've already got everybody else wearing titles. Put a title on and make him relevant. You know what I mean?
I mean,
I'd rather see him than what is it, Gunther
as Intercontinental.
Yeah.
Well, and you know he's dealing with Strowman right now, so that's that battle. So.
Yeah.
That's probably not going to change anytime soon. All right, so let's talk about the Rumble matches itself. Of course, we got the men's and women's. We'll discuss a little bit who's already declared for each match. We'll start with the women. So far, to declared, it's Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez, Rhea Ripley, Candice LeRae, Shayna Baszler, Zelina Vega, and Emma. And, of course, as we all know, we'll get surprises throughout the night. And, of course, we'll get probably a lot more than just those in these matches. Obviously, we'll probably see Becky Lynch, Bayley.
Yeah, what I love about these, too, is you'll see people like Lita and Trish Stratus come back. So, stuff like that. And, I don't know, maybe Mickie James? I don't know. I know she's with another company right now, but maybe Mickie James?
Well, she did do it last year. As Impact Women's Champion.
Exactly.
She came out with the belt on and everything.
I think WWE did that just so they could put the rest of the rumors that they wouldn't work with other companies. You know what I mean?
Part of that.
Because AEW is working with multiple companies.
Right. Well, I think that too, and they probably did it because of how they messed up
left
with her.
Yeah.
They messed up badly with her.
They messed up really badly with her. So.
Not that we found out later it wasn't really the higher-ups who did it. It was obviously someone relatively new to
it. Really locker cleans out who the hell it is.
Well, no, but someone who may not understood protocol of how you're supposed to properly back up somebody's stuff.
True.
And that's how it ended up being. I mean, because even Mickey said, hey, let's not give him a hard time completely. I mean, yeah, it does suck that my stuff was sent to me like that, but let's not sit there and just be rude about it and all that.
Well, she's you know, a lot nicer than I would have been about.
Yeah, that's to say the least, but that's, anyways. All right, so on the men's side, Karrion Kross, Rey Mysterio, Santos Escobar, Baron Corbin, Braun Strowman, Amos, Sheamus, McIntyre, Gunther, Theory, Rollins, Lashley, Ricochet, Kingston, and this one surprised me that he announced. I think it would have been better if he would have saved it for a pop entrance, even though, yeah, I know he had one at WrestleMania, but to kind of leave it as, are you actually coming back from your injury? Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, it would have been better for him to save it for a pop. Because that would have been cool.
Yeah. But I can still understand. Obviously, the surprise, obviously, to me is Lesnar not already announced, since he's already came out and attacked Lashley on this past Monday Night Raw in his United States no disqualification match against Theory.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit surprising.
What do you think? I'm sure he'll throw his cowboy hat in there somewhere. I don't know.
Right.
Even
if it's just to momentarily just attack Lashley and get him eliminated or something like that.
I don't get it. I don't care for Lesnar. I never have. I've never thought that he was the guy. But, yeah, whatever.
True.
I've always thought that Roman was the guy. And now they push him to be such a bad guy, but you hear the crowd, dude. The crowd's loving it.
Yeah,
You can sit there and say he's the bad guy. No, he's not. And those that don't like him are guys that like Brock Lesnar. So there you go.
Absolutely. What do you think? You got any surprises you can think of that might pop up?
Santino
Marella?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Didn't he just become the ROH?
Maybe he'll get in both of them, dude.
I guess, maybe.
Santina and Santino.
Oh my god, yeah. Why? He did that 1 year, didn't he?
Why not? Let's do it again.
Do it one more time. Santino and Santina.
Do it again, man.
Man. Anybody else that you can think of? I'm trying to think of like somebody.
I don't know, maybe Jade Cargill. I mean, because you've seen the streak thing that she's got going on in AEW. Yeah. And Charlotte Flair actually put a tweet out to her, props about it. So maybe somebody from that general area, maybe?
Could be. I'm trying to think of, like, anybody on the men's side, though, too. Like, let's see. Well, you know who could possibly return? There's two possibilities for injury returns that could get pops.
Randy Orton.
And?
And Edge?
No. He's not out with injury. He's just out.
Oh.
They played it off as injury, but he's not. It's not injury. Big E.
Oh, yeah, Big E.
Big E.
In fact, Big E just made an appearance with the Wrestling New Day recently.
Yeah.
So, it was like some talk show interview type thing, which was, it's cool to see them all together again. So.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good one. I was trying to think of anybody else. I would, of course, want to see Orton back. That'd be nice. I don't think he's really injured. I think he was just injured and rid off. But Riddle's not been announced, so
yeah, it would be Riddle's cool to return. See Riddle come back.
Yeah, we could see Riddle's return. I think he was just written off injury for written
he
off
was
TV.
Written off TV because of
the drugs.
His drug problems. So,
if he's back to, you
back
know,
to normal, yeah.
Back to normal and all that, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Because from what he must have been doing something else. Because from what I heard, they're not really popping him for marijuana anymore.
Yeah, it had to be something else. Because yeah, marijuana is no longer their one of their concerns. I mean, that's basically the whole pay-per-view. So let's talk a little bit more about Raw 30. Anything else stand out to you about Raw 30? I mean, Hogan kicked it off.
We had Kurt Angle as a special guest referee.
Yeah, I saw that. That was pretty cool.
And DX made an appearance.
It's always a good day when DX shows up.
And then the cage match between Becky Lynch and Bayley. I mean, a good match too.
All right.
So I mean, what about you? Anything?
I mean, it's always good to see DX for me. I've always enjoyed DX and their antics. It's still weird. It's getting weirder now though, because every time we get to see a reunion, they've all aged exponentially.
Yeah, dude.
Even Triple H.
Old, man. Old. And so, it was kind of funny, though, because when they did come out, you know, they had Imperium come out.
Yeah.
And they were all making fun, going, who's going to step up to fight him? And then Triple H walks up, all big, like all bulky, and, you know, standing nose to nose with him. And then he backs up and goes, I'm retired. I was like, oh, Lord. And then they're all standing around in a circle like this, and they're, like, trying to figure out who's going to fight him. All coming up with dumb excuses why they're not going to fight him.
Because they're all old as hell.
Absolutely.
And then, and then, you know, Seth Rollins and the Street Profits stood up for him and did it.
It makes you wonder, is Seth Rollins going to be going after the Intercontinental title?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I think it's probably time to start moving. Even though I keep saying I don't view him as a top card champion, it's still time probably where he needs to start working his way towards that. If they ever split the titles.
Yeah, I'm really getting sick of that.
Yeah, so yeah, if we get this title split, then I could see that happening at some point. You know,
I thought it was cool when they unified it, but I didn't think they were going to keep it.
This long?
Yeah.
Right.
And you know, I mean, and the same champions is long. You know, it's like, cool, it's unified. Now let's just start seeing different champions or something. But
yeah,
I mean, Roman Reigns, you can't match that. So
no,
but I mean, the Usos, you can match it. The New Day, like you and I talked about on here before, that, you know, we don't understand why they're the NXT, tag champions, but it's only because you had to do something with them, so.
Right, absolutely. Let's see here. I'm just trying to think if there's any other things that would... trying to find something. I did hear a rumor that they are not going to get Rock for WrestleMania. What do you think about that?
I mean, Rock's a busy dude, so whether he shows up or not, it doesn't matter to me. I still look at him, and he's one of them guys where I'm like, you could show up, and I'll get excited. You could not show up, and I won't get mad at you, because I know what you do, man. You are like the epitome of entertainment now. You're not just sports entertainment. You are entertainment.
Yeah.
So, to me, it'd be nice to see him, but the fact of the matter is, it probably does not work out with his schedule. I mean, he's got so many other projects going on and his own crap that, I mean, it's kind of like, okay. So, I mean, it'd be cool to see him, but, it's not going to hurt my feelings.
Yeah, it made sense. To kind of have a cool little story arc for WrestleMania between him and Roman. I thought it would have been really...
And who knows, maybe it's still in the works somewhere down the line, but I don't know. I mean, I thought that's what they were going to go with because, I mean, think about it. Who's going to take Roman out? I mean, honestly, who's going to do it and make it look... You know, besides maybe Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre's like the only guy I could think of. Or maybe, even Strowman.
Right.
But Strowman, they're pushing him toward the Intercontinental title. So, it's like, what are we doing?
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Who's he going to face? Is he really going to be like, oh my God. And they're going to throw Brock Lesnar in there?
Oh God, don't do that again. Can we be done with
Brock Lesnar? Can we just be done with Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns? Like, that feud is dead, dude.
Yeah.
It is so dead. It's boring.
You can't even run the Paul Heyman part of the line anymore.
Even when we went to freaking SummerSlam, I was not impressed with his big-ass tractor. I was not impressed with what he did in the ring. To me, I was just like, okay, ooh, you're a big dude, ooh.
Right.
And you had people that were going nuts over it. I'm looking around going, this is stupid.
Yeah. It was chaotic. I mean,
I love the way it ended, but just...
they buried him.
They buried his ass. That's where it needs to be.
But, I mean, you can't even, like, the Heyman storyline is done, so you can't really use that anymore with it. There's no point in it anymore. It's ran its course, so let's not even come back to it. You took
the problem is, too, is now we've got the old man back, so who knows what the hell is going to happen.
That's the other problem with him being back. That is the unfortunate thing with him back. I mean, honestly,
it's been said that Triple H is still head of creative, but you know that if Vince wants something done, he goes over everyone and gets it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's still a nightmare, but,
And but he's got another lawsuit now?
Not surprising.
Another lawsuit, dude. I'm like...
Were we surprised?
I mean, are you really that... Like, she must got some big balls to just be like, okay, I'm going to come back now.
Well, they keep saying it's for the sale of the company. And
I hope to God that's all it's for, but...
That's what they're saying. Because they're looking at all their options. I saw an interview with Nick Khan, and he said all options are on the table for the sale. It's, either he gives up everything and he sells it. Basically, how it's going to work is if he sells it to a mass media company, Disney, Comcast, whatever, Fox, whatever, he ends up doing it. That ends up being he's selling everything, all the shares and everything. Yeah. Full control is out of his name. If he sells it to any other kind of entity, a la AEW style, UFC.
His hands will still be in it.
So his hands will still probably be in it, but he won't have majority shareholder anymore. He won't be a majority shareholder. He'll have given up majority. He'll still be minority. So he'd still have, you know, a vote, basically, is what it is.
Yeah.
He won't be the voice, but he can still have a word in edgewise of some kind. So they're looking at that. And thank God, Nick Khan even said 100% absolutely false any reports about the Saudi deal. It was all 100% false. So that's even more good news.
Yeah, I mean, that makes us look kind of... But it was all over the place. I mean, what were we going to do?
Everybody was saying it was a done deal. Even the Wrestling Observer.
Yeah.
Dave Metzler, I'm pretty sure Metzler had it.
ESPN had it popping up on my phone. I'm like...
So it doesn't make us look bad when the true other medias of the world in sports and entertainment were saying it was a done deal.
Yeah.
And so you can't really make us look bad when you made everybody look bad.
It just sucks, man. I'm like thinking, dude, I spent a lot of time on that one. Just blah, 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 I'm done with this shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but... You know, we're supposed to be voice for the fans, and
yeah. You
can't tell me that there's not a lot of fans that didn't feel the same way.
Feel the same way, yeah. So.
All right, and let's do one last thing that we didn't get to last week, and that was my bad. I totally forgot about it, and I didn't mean any disrespect for it, but we're going to talk about is it Jay Briscoe. Jay Briscoe and his unfortunate passing in a car accident last week. That was just unfortunate. And that's my bad. I forgot to put it on there for us to talk about. So, Cooper?
Yeah, man. He's a great wrestler. Tag team wrestler with his brother.
Mm-hmm.
And they held it down in Ring of Honor for a very long time, dude. And sad part is they came up through his developments in WWE. Never really planned out there, but, you know. I mean, Ring of Honor, dude, they held it down, dude. And if you want to see some good matches, go watch the Briscoe Brothers matches, dude. It is very sad that he is gone. I pray for him and his family, and I know his girls were still in the hospital. That was the last update I really looked at. Because to me, dude, when something like that happens, I'm like, oh, man, I really, you know, I haven't looked up any other updates to see if his daughter's got out of the hospital, but I know his daughters were in the car with him.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady on the other side of the road that hit his car, she passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And then and she was wearing her seatbelt, but he was not wearing his seatbelt in the car. And his daughter had to go in for back surgery. One of them was in critical condition but was stable. But the other one had to go in for back surgery and everything else. So it's a very sad situation, dude. The dude was only, you know, was like 36, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very sad, man. And our hearts and our prayers go out to the Briscoe family and everyone in the, you know, wrestling business, because we all know this business is it's a brotherhood. Once you're in, dude. That's it. And it's really sad to see such a good talent, you know, die. So
yeah. It says here on an update from Wrestling Inc. that Gracie has regained feeling below her knees. However, though, as of Monday, she had yet to regain movement below her knees since the crash. She had, of course, had the severe spinal injury. And she was left with no movement below her waist and no sensation below her knees.
Mm.
She underwent the surgery. Her strength is said to be improving after working with physical and occupational therapists, and she was able to assist. She was able to assist with her transfer into a wheelchair on Monday. Jaylee's feeding tube was removed. The nasogastric feeding tube was removed Saturday night. She's able to drink and eat as much as she pleased on Sunday. She's been said to be much happier after that, and with the help of physical and occupational therapists, she did her first stand and pivot into a wheelchair. On Monday, she was able to get out of bed and stand up. Jaylee's improvement allowed her to spend a little time together with Gracie on Monday. After returning to her bed, Jaylee's wound, VAC, on her abdominal incision was removed. So, good news on the girls are getting...
That's good news. They're getting better. It's a very sad situation for this whole family, dude. Mm-hmm. And it's... My prayers and my heart go out to them, man, because, you know, I mean, for any father, that's one thing you want to do is always be able to watch your baby girls grow up.
Absolutely.
And be able to be there for them and see your grandkids and all that stuff and be a part of every little thing that happens in their life. And,
right.
And his life was cut short, and them girls are going to have a lot of problems to deal with as they recover, and I pray that they're able to walk and talk and do all the things they need to do in life, because it's rough, man.
Yes. And be sure to tune in to AEW Dynamite tomorrow night to see his brother Mark take on Jay Lethal in a tribute match on AEW Dynamite.
Yeah, it's gonna be good, man. Can't wait for that one.
Yes, sir. All right, man. So that'll do it for us with wrestling talk. We'll be back again tomorrow with football talk. We had a crazy divisional round in the NFL. All
right.
Some prizes, to say the least.
Very much so.
But we're looking forward to seeing what goes on in the AFC and NFC Conference Championship games this weekend. So we'll have that for you. And we will have sports talk this week. I promise. We'll do a live with it even. That way we can do our live for wrestling talk next week to recap the Rumble.
Sounds good.
All right. So that do it for us here at Sports Talk. And as always, keep on talking sports. Hey, everyone. This is Big Man.
This is Cooper.
We hope you enjoyed our latest episode, but be sure to check us out on our social medias.
On Facebook at Cooper Big Man.
Our Facebook page, Sports Talk with Cooper and Big Man.
On Twitter at Cooper_BigManST.
On Instagram, also at Cooper_BigManST.
At TikTok at sportstalk.cooper.bigman.
Or you can email us at sportstalkwitcooperinbigman. That's sportstalk, W-I-T, Cooper, the letter N, big man, and that's at gmail.com. Thank you for tuning in, and we love you guys for checking us out. Be sure to catch us on our next episode.